Force Commander, we are so happy to learn that our colleague who tested positive for coronavirus in UNIFIL is recovering. How is he feeling now, and who is taking care of him?
The peacekeeper that we tested COVID-19 positive a few weeks ago has already been tested twice, and the results are negative, so we are, all of us, really happy. And he has always been in really good health. As of now, we have no any cases in UNIFIL. And the peacekeeper was already in quarantine when the test was conducted. And so we put him in isolation as a UNIFIL and the WHO standard procedures. We are following all the protocols regarding, for example, contact tracing, and ensure that all personnel in contact with the peacekeeper was a quarantining test for the virus. So they were all found negative, so I'm really happy for that.
How did COVID-19 affected UNIFIL daily activities, and what precautionary measures are you taking?
Although this is cannot be business as usual, so I say many times that it's not business as usual, but we are... So our professional activity, we continue as we say, 24/7. Just to give you a number, so we are conducting 450 activity daily on land, air, and sea, because UNIFIL has a unique mission to have a proper maritime task force. So we have significantly reduced our community engagement. Our peacekeepers are continuing patrolling the blue line. The blue line is the line that is defined, I mean, the withdrawal of the Israeli forces in 2000. It's a technical line, and it's the represent for us the center of gravity. And but also other areas within the air operation. Our MTF, they continue to patrol the Lebanese territorial waters in close coordination with the Lebanese Navy. Well, despite such, I mean, adverse and changing the situation, more than 11,000 military and civilian peacekeepers continue their work.
I know UNIFIL, under your instruction and, of course, in line with its mandate, is helping the civilian population in South Lebanon to cope with COVID-19. What are UNIFIL's latest initiative taken in this regard?
So we are all going through in a very challenging period, and to care from one another, it's imperative. One of our main priority in these days is to support the local communities in order to address the immediate needs and prevent the spread of the virus around. During the last week, we gift some equipments, essential equipments, and medical accessories to the Nakura municipality. We already donated some PPE, the personal protective equipment supply, and it's for the benefit almost 13 villages and 10 state institutions. To give another example, we donated a container for the triage, other medical facilities, and last but not least, we already donate medical equipment for the cardiology and the hematology departments. And more will be done in our common fight against the COVID-19.
Final question, Force Commander. What is your priorities now?
Well, we are going through a challenging period, and the maximum cooperation understanding is really essential. So, I echo the message that come from the Secretary General regarding the ceasefire, and in this period, I'm dealing with both parties, so South Part and the Blue Line with Israel, and the Northern Part, the area where we are living, to decrease the tension. I strongly believe that in this trying times of priority is to unify effort and resources in the common fight against the COVID pandemic.